We'll see him at the William Farrow tonight for the Calcutta. Adam Pengilly, morning to you, mate.
Morning, boys. You be careful tonight, guys. That's the great TK to say. Big game, early night.
Not sure early night is on the cards, Adam, unfortunately. Might be a little croaky tomorrow, I reckon.
I'm going to just see Laurie put up a stool in the corner of the Farrow there, settling in for the night.
Oh, it's I've got a few people I've got to meet up with.
How about it?
Heyday. Look out.
Now, we could be tired and emotional tonight, but it was certainly emotional yesterday with the win of Statesman there in the Gallywood at Warrnambool.
What a great story, Jared, down at Warrnambool there yesterday. Brett Scott, a couple of months ago, I don't think we might have mentioned it on the program, had a horrible stable accident where he was kicked in the head by a horse and was in a coma for a period in the Alfred Hospital about 9 weeks ago. He came out of that coma, thankfully. He's on his way to making a recovery, and he won the race. He'd always wanted to win at Warrnambool to Gallywood. He couldn't win as a jockey, but the stakes have managed to do it for him there yesterday. And just racing's amazing way of throwing up these great narratives and stories, which is what we love about the sport. We love backing winners. We also love hearing about these tales of just the soul of the earth, people involved in the sport, and that was one of the great tales yesterday, and it was barely a dry eye in the mounting yard. So what a great story with the Statesman winning the Gallywood at Warrnambool.
What about the Hollandale Stakes this weekend up there on the Gold Coast, mate? How do you see this race playing out?
Yeah, this is a really good race, Laurie. I just had a bit of a look at it yesterday, and I think it's going to be a really strong field heading towards the Doomben Cup. Now, it seems like we've had a bit of rain up there on the Gold Coast. I think the track was rated in the heavy range already earlier this week. I'm not sure what the forecast is like for the next couple of days, but you'd think that's going to bring a horse like Avilius right into the picture. I've been with him a couple of times this campaign. I tell you what, it's been a long time between drinks, hasn't it, since he last won a race. But just maybe the 1,800 metres on really rain-affected ground might be his chance to finally break through. Now, Melody Bell's going up there as well. Obviously, she's having one of her final couple of starts in her career. And even Natoya's going to be sent up there for Wendy Roach. Obviously, they've looked at the weather conditions and think that the wet track might play into her hands. But I think it surprised me yesterday, to be honest, when I looked at this field. It's going to be a really strong field heading towards the Doomben Cup. It's going to make a good Group 1 race in a couple of weeks' time.
Now, the town plate today in Wagga. Who wins? Can Anthony Freeman's open-minded win from what? It's got drawn the absolute car park, hasn't it?
I tell you what, Jared, the barriers just put me off a little bit, but clearly he's a horse on the rise. Obviously won four in a row. He came back in his first run this campaign and was extremely impressive winning at Caulfield. And I read some comments during the week. I think it's the first time that Anthony's going to make the trip up to Wagga since Santa Ana Lane won the town plate several years ago. It's amazing to think that horse won the town plate, wasn't it? En route to doing what he did. There was a multiple Group 1 winner. I remember that slashing performance in the TJ Smith Stakes. And this was the race that virtually launched Santa Ana Lane's career. This is a really good Wagga town plate field this year, guys. Lots of depth to the race. I know Marway's been in great form for Mark Newham, has that really impressive winning record. I just thought he was a little bit under the odds at the moment. Obviously, I think open-minded, providing he gets some sort of cozy run with Nash Wheeler on board as a bet in this race. I love the way he's gone about it. And this Wagga Town plate is usually won by those horses on the up. So he's the way I want to play the race, even though it's a bit of a tricky draw. I've just got to put faith in Nash's hands and get him, slot him in somewhere, provide a bit of cover, and hopefully he's there at the end and one of the strongest horses in the finish.
Mate, you have a good day. Thank you.
See you, boys.